God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Going to be digging into falling off a cliff, as well as, oh, the importance of natural law this half hour. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You know, looking back on my life, I can now see that back in 2006, God had my family and I standing basically on a cliff in the spiritual realm, telling us to take a leap of faith. It was very difficult. You see, over 2 years before this, God was preparing my family and I to start a new ministry geared toward helping students, adults, and families become true followers of Jesus Christ. God had been training my family and I to help people not only get into the kingdom of God through the narrow gate that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 7, but to also live a holy life pleasing to God in all that they do. Again, that's truly loving God. 1 John 5, 1 through 5 talks about that. What is loving God? Carrying out his commands. So hearing the voice of God and then doing what he's calling you to do. It's really impacted my life, impacted my family. So years ago, back in 2007, on June 4th, my family and I, we jumped off the cliff and began an adventure with God. To be honest, we really had no idea whatsoever where this path was going to lead us. I knew we'd heard God's voice and we needed to obey, and that's about it. It was one of the toughest decisions that I've ever made in my life. We'd be leaving the comfort of a weekly support team, health insurance, you know, health coverage, a steady paycheck. We'd be trading that for a life of uncertainty, much lower pay. We'd even have to rethink how we live in the society we're in today and realizing we weren't going to be the norm. To put it bluntly, God basically said, "Do you trust me?" To which we said, not just with our words, but actions, "Yes." And he responded with, "Then leave what you are comfortable with and follow me down the narrow path." In essence, he asked, "Are you willing to take up your cross?" Friends, we have had to rethink our whole approach to many things in this life. The ministry of Worldview Warriors is even more than we thought it was going to be. God is using this ministry more throughout the world than I personally imagined up to this point. It's just amazing what God is doing. God is moving through it. Faces in the ministry have come and gone, but God continues to bring qualified, passionate people to the ministry for us to continue to raise the bar for Christ's kingdom. On a more personal note, my family and I have been majorly stretched, refined, pruned by God. He continues this process even to this very day. I wish I could tell you this road has been easy, but it has not been. It has been a difficult road, and at times seemingly unbearable. My family and the team we put together at Worldview Warriors continues to focus in on the Holy Spirit, and we're learning more and more how to listen to him and be guided by him. And I do want to just start off the program by saying this. If you support this ministry in any way, it is such a huge blessing. Whether you pray or use our materials, give financially, or you actually trust us enough to bring us in for an event, know that we could not do this ministry without people like you. We praise God for you every single day. And friends, we really believe it's time for the church to become the church that is talked about in Scripture with Jesus Christ as being the chief cornerstone. So how are you and your family doing following the narrow path? Friends, please do not only go through the narrow gate, but please understand the way to the narrow gate is to start living out the narrow path as well. Jesus talks about it, Matthew 7, 13 through 23, where you can learn more about that. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Let's take a look at the importance of natural law. Today I'll be sharing with you out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges. This is written by my friend Katie Erickson. And just something I think we need to all start considering and understanding more and more, since the society that we're living in is just changing more and more. Friends, it has been said that the only two certain things in life are death and taxes. Well, taxes are certainly in our culture today. And death has always been a certainty for all human beings ever since sin entered the world back in Genesis 3. But friends, why is that? Why is it absolutely certain that every human will die? Well, it's because of natural law. Friends, when God created the world, he created it with just one law. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will certainly die." Again, we see that in Genesis 2, 16 and 17. Friends, the consequence for breaking that law is in it. If the man ate from that one specific tree, he would certainly die. Friends, the Hebrew text for that phrase, "you will certainly die," can literally be translated as this: dying, you will die. It uses the same root word twice in a row for emphasis on that fact. Friends, after mankind sinned for the first time, sin entered the entire world, entire creation. And it was prevalent throughout all of creation in every human being to come. The natural law that God created for the world continued to come into play. Every human being will reap the consequences of their actions according to God's stated laws, some of which can be found in the Ten Commandments. There are some laws, friends, in the Bible that were meant just for the Jewish people of that day, but many are meant for all people in all times. To interpret which is which, we need to be able to read and understand the Bible. Friends, if a person breaks any one of God's laws, he or she will experience the consequences. For example, let's say a person steals something from a store, breaking God's law against that. If they get caught, they will immediately face the consequences of shoplifting, which could be anything from simply returning the stolen item to spending time in jail, depending on the civil law for that crime. But what if they don't get caught and they don't see the immediate consequences of going against God's law? According to God's natural law, that person will still experience a consequence at some point in time, whether it's simply the guilt of knowing they committed theft, or that action causing a ripple effect in other consequences in their life. Friends, because we are human beings living in this world of sin, we know that we cannot break God's natural law. Every sin will have a consequence, and the eventual consequence of any sin is death. Romans 3:23, you can go read for more on that. But even though no human can break God's natural law, fortunately God can. Please hear this. He is the only one who can give us a way out of that ultimate consequence, you know, death. He's the only one. As the second half of Romans 3:23 says, "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Jesus Christ was the only human who was able to get around God's natural law, because he is fully God as well. Because of Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection, we have the opportunity to have faith in him and escape the ultimate consequence. Our bodies will still die on this earth, but we will have eternal life in heaven forever if we so choose it. But does that mean we're outside of God's natural law on this earth simply because we believe in Jesus? Nope. Friends, I'll dig into that more when we come back. Again, sharing with you out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges this evening, written by Katie Erickson. You can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host. You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host, Jason DeZurich.
My family and I have been a part of a Christian health co-op since 2008. With our family of eight, we have dealt with many, many health concerns over the years. Now, just one of those concerns happened in 2017 when I suffered a life-threatening stroke, needed to be life-flighted to a hospital, and even had emergency life-saving brain surgery performed on me. To this day, I'm still amazed and thankful, not only for those who took care of me, but for the incredible healing hand of Almighty God on me personally. Believers in Christ, we need to look to Almighty God and His ways and put them into practice in the real world, allowing God to get the credit where credit is due. If this idea interests you at all, please go check out my blog post titled, There is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And friends, I'd like to encourage you to go find the book I wrote, How Being Consistent Changed Everything. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, How Being Consistent Changed Everything, Living a Life of Liberty and Living a Life of Security. Acts 2, in verse 42, states this: They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. It goes on to say this: All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to one another as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Again, that's Acts 2, 42 through 47. Friends, I believe God wants to use the church in this way again. He wants us to start sharing and loving and caring on one another again to show the world there is a better way. It's Almighty God's way, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Let me continue on here now with the importance of natural law. Again, because we're human beings, friends, living in this world of sin. We know that we cannot break God's natural law. I'm sharing it again out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. You can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Friends, every sin will have a consequence, and the eventual consequence of any sin is death. But even though no human can break God's natural law, fortunately, God can. He's the only one who can give us a way out of that ultimate consequence of death. As the second half of Romans 3:23 tells us, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus Christ was the only human who was also able to get around God's natural law because, friends, he is fully God as well. Because of Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection, we have the opportunity have faith in him and escape the ultimate consequence of our bodies. I should say ultimate consequence. Our bodies will still die on this earth, but we will have eternal life in heaven forever. But friends, does that mean we're outside of God's natural law on this earth? Simply, you know, because we believe in Jesus? No, that's not what it's saying. Natural law applies to this earth, and all humans, whether believers in Jesus or not, will reap the consequences of their actions. Even though we may know what we should do, that doesn't mean we can do it. Go see Romans 7, 14 through 25 for more on that. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says this, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." This passage doesn't specify whether the person is a follower of Jesus or not. God's natural law applies to everyone for this simple reason. We have all sinned. But natural law isn't just negative. Friends, it can have a positive consequence as well. Positive benefits. Good actions will have positive benefits. Living a life that is as Christ-like as much as possible and sharing the gospel with others has the benefit of sharing the love of God. Putting your extra money to paying down your debts has the consequence of financial freedom. You know, good benefits. Similarly, waiting to make a large purchase until you have saved money instead of going into debt, well, it also gives you financial freedom. It's pretty amazing. So, friends, why is natural law so important? We need to realize that every action has a consequence. Good actions will have a positive benefit, and actions that go against God's laws will have negative consequences. That is God's natural law, and it applies to all human beings, whether you like it or not. When you break God's law, you will have a price to pay. What actions are considered sin and breaking God's laws aren't up to us as humankind or even as a society. You see, it's up to God and based on what he says in his word. Again, taking time tonight to dig into the importance of natural law. I've been sharing with you out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. You can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can also find more at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
The Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Where is your faith? Have you been enlightened by the Word of God? Have you tasted God's goodness in your life? Have you experienced repentance? If so, don't fall away from that. Keep moving forward and growing and maturing in your faith. I encourage you to continue to dig into God's word and help your field to produce good crops. Don't give up practicing the faith or fall away from this true faith. Now, friends, if you have not experienced this enlightenment of faith, well, contact a Christian friend, a pastor, or us here at Worldview Warriors to help you get on the right path to tasting the goodness of God in your life. To dig more into this, check out Hebrews 6, 4 through 8.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thanks so much for tuning in to the program. Right now, I'd like to take some time and just share with you something that, well, it's very important to me. Paul Bear Bryant said this: "We can't have two sets of standards, one set for the dedicated young men who want to do something ambitious and one set for those who don't." You see, years ago, I was blessed to be discipled by a man from Northwest Ohio, and he taught me some very valuable lessons about life. He was an incredible man of God. And in doing so, and being with this man, he's helped me to realize the importance of honoring the past, taking time and not just reading the Bible, taking time reading the words of Jesus, taking time and understanding and learning about those prophets and kings in the Bible, apostles, but to take time and learn from those in history, even recent history. One other thing that has just been amazing to me are all the people that have taken time to sink their life into my life. And one man in particular, I'd just like to thank right now, even though it's probably a little late. This man's name is Larry Hoover. He's a man that has greatly impacted my life. He's a businessman, Christian businessman in the area here in Ohio. And he's someone that years ago, in essence, took a chance, encouraged me in going down this path of Worldview Warriors. Friends, I can't say it enough. Without him, Worldview Warriors would not be what it is today. Larry Hoover is the man that said, hey, I've got some free office space for you if you'd like to use it. And I was like, what do you mean? Friends, this man gave so much to the ministry, and he is just an incredible person. He's someone that not only gave to the ministry financially, but he gave of his time. Many times I would be frustrated or struggling, and he'd allow me to come into his office, sit down and speak with him for 15 minutes, a half an hour, an hour. And I won't be, well, I even hate saying this, but at times I'd be thinking, you know, well, I don't know if I have enough time to go talk to him. Friends, when in reality, I don't know if he had enough time to talk to me, but he made the time. He taught me so much about the importance of loving people and being there for them. He would listen to me whine and complain at times, and then he would just encourage me. So if you're a friend of Larry Hoover's or a family member of Larry Hoover's, I want you to know he greatly impacted not just my life, but many other lives in the world, people he'd never even met. For those of you who don't know Larry Hoover, you missed out. An amazing man of God, one of the most gentle human beings I've ever met in my life. But he had a passion to do things with excellence. He did them well. And I just thank him for taking time to be with me. I thank him for sinking his life into mine and sharing his faith with me. So friends, with all this being said, I would like to encourage you to think about your own life. Who has sunk their life into your life? Truly think about it. Who has sunk their life into your life and they didn't even need to do it? I encourage you to maybe take some time, find out what their telephone number is, give them a call. Don't text them. Sure, you could send an email, but let's be honest, that's not very personal anymore. At the very least, give them a phone call before it's too late. Give them a phone call and say, hey, can we get together for a cup of coffee? And then just speak life into them, letting them know how thankful and grateful you are for the time they spent with you, sinking their life into you and teaching you the ways of God. I greatly encourage you to do this. Again, my name's Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I'd like to share with you also just a little bit about the ministry. We're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, the grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. We do this in numerous ways through our posts, blog posts, our Fastcast, weekly radio show, podcast, other things as well. We're about equipping and encouraging students and adult leaders to live for Jesus Christ in everything they do. Friends, our main focus of ministry, 14 to 24-year-old students. And I know some of you are 24, you're not students anymore, I get it. Let's call you young adults then. What do we believe? We believe that the Bible is the holy inspired word of God and that it is inerrant in the original autographs. We believe the triune God is revealed in Scripture from the very first verse. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are equal in nature, distinct in person, and submissive in duties. We also believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only means by which we can be brought into a right relationship with the Creator of all things. We believe that Jesus rose physically from the dead on the third day and that he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. We also believe that Jesus will return bodily to consummate his kingdom. And we are so excited for that to happen. 1 Peter 3:15 states, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect." It's 1 Peter 3:15. This is, "Do not keep silent. Don't be a pushover." Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. We'll see you next time.
In Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.